too long, man.
I don't know. Who is this?
I don't know. Who is this?
I don't know. You called me. It sounds like you're Kamish, but I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Lou, so much has happened in the intervening weeks since
we last spoke. Yes, a lot has happened.
Lou, where were you the night the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup?
Sitting in my big chair.
Ah, very good. So did you throw that chair through the window after you were in celebration?
No, it's a big chair.
All right. I thought perhaps you broke your own window and stole your own lawn furniture.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, it was very, very exciting.
Yes,
17 seconds of sports.
What a great game that was. I'm not that big a hockey fan.
You are now.
Okay, well, ever since the Whalers, left, I haven't really been following hockey that much either. But, it was nice to see the Blackhawks.
Were the Whalers ever close to getting a Stanley Cup, Lou?
Well, what does that mean? They were in the NHL.
Good point.
I do believe they made the playoffs once.
All right. Well, that's pretty close.
That's close what they got.
Yeah. So what do you think of Justin Bieber standing on that Blackhawks logo, Lou?
I could care less about Justin Bieber. Why he was there, I have no. You know what? I could care less. And I hope the bar that let him in gets fined. I hope that this kid gets arrested for an institute community service for going into the bar. He's a poor role model. For crying out loud.
You're angry, Lou.
No, I'm not angry, but I just don't understand it.
All right.
I'm old. I'm old and crotchety.
So, Lou, let's go to your picks. Of course, the All-Star game on Tuesday. Who do you like?
The
American League. And why is that, Lou?
Because I'm an American League fan.
All right. There you go. Easy.
Yes.
And we want to do the Boom or Bust segment for the upcoming Bears season. Lou, Peanut Tillman, boom or bust this year?
Oh, boom.
Boom. Major Wright, the safety, Lou.
Boom.
Defensive end Corey Wooten.
I gotta go bust.
All right. So two booms and a bust for that segment. We're halfway through the baseball season. What's your take on it?
Is there baseball going on? The White Sox will have the best record in baseball the second half of the season and come in third place.
That would be interesting, considering they're going to trade away their whole team.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think they're going to trade away their whole team. I mean, for crying out loud, they don't have anybody to trade. What are they going to do? Who's going to take Peavy?
Who's going to take Adam Dunn?
Exactly. Well, you know what? Adam Dunn.
Yeah, he's
batting, 160 2 months ago, and now he's... He's on the pace for over 40 home runs.
All right. We've got your prediction for the White Sox. What will the Cubs do?
The Cubs? You know what? Everybody's been ignoring the Cubs. The Cubs have actually been, and I hate to say it, on a nice little roll.
They're
so far down in the cellar that, nobody's paying any attention. So I guess that's a typical Cubs fan. But the sun's down, it's going to be some hot weather, so they'll start filling it up. The Cubs have won, four out of their last six series?
Yeah, that's right. And but they're going to trade away some people, according to the fans.
That's fine. Yeah. Like I said, Epstein will not bring a World Series to the city of Chicago.
All right. So, Lou, what about that famous segment that I completely forgot about, the No Force Review?
Oh, God, did I have a horrible sandwich last week.
Oh, where?
At the Caribbean Grill.
Where is the Caribbean Grill, Lou?
It's on Devon, just west of Broadway.
Okay.
And it is awful.
Wow.
It's right next door to the Star Grill, which has a fabulous three-fork sloppy gyro.
Right, we talked about
that. But I tried this place, thought it would be good. Caribbean, I don't mind Caribbean. I kind of like it. It was new in the neighborhood.
Sure.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Now, what is the point of Caribbean fare in a setting like that?
Well,
what kind of food do they have?
Well, they had the jerk chicken wrap. They had your jerk chicken entrees.
Very
they had
good.
You know the beef stuff. The deep fried pizza goes or the deep fried meat things, which I haven't tried. And I was told to go back and give it a second try, but we'll see. But I had their jerk chicken wrap, and it was delightfully filled with lettuce and tomato. And I think I was the jerk for thinking chicken was going to be in it. I don't know.
Now, what, you know, I think there's so many definitions of jerk chicken. What was their interpretation?
It was awful. It was an awful interpretation. It really wasn't spicy. When I have jerk, it tends to let your mouth know what it's eating.
Very good. Yes.
But it's just kind of, I think it's just peculiar to, you know, the Jamaican area. And it's kind of, I liking it to, if you were to go down to New Orleans, everybody has their own gumbo.
That's true.
And I think everybody has their own jerk seasoning.
All right. So what is your spill review on that? How many spills would you give?
Oh, God, it was awful. I give it none.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll give it a courtesy one.
Oh, a courtesy one. All right. They won't be hanging that up in their restaurant.
No. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Okay, Lou, what music? This is your question of the week, of course. Are you ready?
I am.
Lou, what musical, stage or screen, best describes your life and why? What musical, stage or screen? You said not to do any more deep questions.
It would definitely have to be Grease.
No explanation needed, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
An outstanding week.
Gummer! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Jerk Chicken Seasoning Service. If you need jerked off, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around the great city of Chicago. Tell him Lou jerks you.